Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we begin this morning, just kind of a heads up, notice if you happen to be listening to this and live in the Lansing, Michigan area, or planning on attending the Michigan Christian Convention, which will be held Thursday afternoon, Friday, and Saturday this week on the campus of Great Lakes Christian College there in Lansing. I'll be there with a display of the Impact Prayer Ministry resources. And so if you're there, or if you're in the area, stop by. It looks to be a great gathering. And I'm looking forward to that. This week we're talking and praying about sitting with God and growing through this foundation of prayer and recognizing our need for revival, our need to be refreshed and renewed and to pursue God in a more clear way each day that we live. And we do that out of our conversation with Him, the big conglomeration of things that we call prayer, because it's a multifaceted relationship conversation. It's not just us talking to God. It's not just us asking. It's involved. And so throughout the week, we'll probably miss Friday with my attendance at the convention, and the weekdays this week we'll be talking about different aspects of this foundation of prayer that we live with. And so yesterday we talked about pursuing God, that our prayer life, our conversation ought to be born out of a pursuit of Him. And today we're going to talk about our need to repent as we go to God in prayer. The conversation ought to be in agreement with God about the things in our life that need to change, that we're willing to turn from, so that we are actually seeking His help, His direction, His power to make that change happen. Sometimes we recognize a need to do things differently, but we don't have the ability or the knowledge or the desire to actually do it. And when we recognize sin in our life, when we recognize the wrong that has taken root, repentance is an agreement with God and a willingness to turn away from that sin, away from that wrong, and give His Spirit permission to redirect us, to guide us, to lead us. And so as we consider what it looks like to spend time with God in prayer, we recognize our need to be honest, a need to realize that the direction we're headed isn't going to get us to the place that we want to be. I find it fascinating when I think about repentance. We've probably, if we've been involved in Christian community for much time, have heard the old cartoons or jokes about those doomsday preachers that would be walking around with signs saying, "Repent, the end is near." And I find it fascinating because typically in the Bible, the message of repentance, a message that was proclaimed by John the Baptist, a message that Jesus Himself proclaimed, it wasn't so much repent that the end is near, it was repent because a new start is at hand. Repent for the kingdom of God is at hand. I think there's a vast difference in motivation between avoiding the end, and I understand what they're getting at, the end of this world, which ushers in the fullness of God's kingdom, but as a person that uses words and tries to use them well, I like the focus on repenting because God's kingdom is at hand. It's not simply a future event. In fact, Jesus says that God's kingdom is here. It's within his children. It's within those that have turned from our sin and belong to him. And granted, there's a fullness of it that we do not yet have, a fullness that will only be recognized and obtained when we're face to face with him. But we live and breathe and act as citizens of that kingdom, as foreigners in this world. Or at least we ought to. And so it changes the motivation of repenting and knowing I have to do that before the end comes to recognizing I need to do that now because I'm in it. I'm in the kingdom. I'm a part of it. It's here. And we live life knowing God's desire is that we are made holy, we are purified, we are clothed with his righteousness. And he does the cleaning that we can't do. And he sets us on the right path when we can't reach it on our own. And in our conversations with God, there needs to be an element of repentance that agrees with him. It works in conjunction with our confession, our agreement with God that sin is sin. And because we agree with God about the sin in our life, we are willing to change. And yet so many times we get caught up in the comfort of life as we know it. And we'll view the things that we do that we have difficulty labeling as sin as they're just who I am. I don't really mean anything by it. It's not that big of a deal. It's not hurting anyone. And the list goes on and on as to how we attempt to justify the things that God says we ought to repent of. And we live life looking to God for help so that the repentance that we go to God in prayer about is not just words, but it's a true change of heart, a true change of mind, a true change of action and direction. This conversation with God is real because we open ourselves up. Not that we've actually hidden anything from God, but we open ourselves up to see ourselves as God sees us. When we compare ourselves to ourselves, or even compare ourselves to others, we kind of become selective in who that comparison is with. And we generally see ourselves either as pretty good, or we see ourselves as, well, hopelessly lost. And a prayer of repentance helps us to see ourselves as God sees us, a loved one in need of some correction and discipline and guidance. It's how we view our kids. And this element of prayer that turns to God helps us, and it reminds us to continually turn towards God. And if we discover that our gaze is off in a different direction, we make the change. There are times I enjoy going out on a lake in a kayak to photograph the sunrise or sunset. And I'll get out in the lake and be floating along and get the cameras out and start taking photos. And it isn't long most of the time before I realize the sunset isn't in my photo anymore. The wind or the waves or a little bit of current or this or that has caused the kayak to drift into a different direction. And when I notice that my gaze is no longer fixed on the object I want to photograph, then I pick up the paddle and I make a correction so that I'm pointed in the right way. And rarely is that something I do once. It's something I continue to do because the forces that are pushing me off track don't stop. They keep trying. And God's desire is that our prayer life would view repentance in that way as a correction that continually fixes our eyes on Jesus and notices when we're off center and brings us back so that we repent. And we know the kingdom is at hand. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love gives us all that we need in order to accomplish the good work that you created in advance for us to do. Your love sets forth not only the boundaries, but the destination for where you want us to be, but for where we ought to be. And so, God, as we come to you in prayer, I ask that you would help us to include in our prayer life the element of repentance, that we would grow in continually turning away from the things that have distracted us, from the things that have tempted us, and turn ourselves back, fully faced towards you. And Father, may we set you and your word, your spirit, the leading that he provides as the guidance, as the standard for right and wrong, for the direction that we point ourselves toward. And may we continually spend time with you seeking those adjustments that are necessary. That our repentance would not only acknowledge the sin, would not only acknowledge the drifting, but would make the changes. That we would not be satisfied with a life that's about us. We would not be satisfied with a life that's close. But we would build on this foundation of prayer as we repent of all sin, of all uncleanness. And we would allow your Spirit, your Word, to purify our hearts, our minds, our motives, our thoughts, so that our actions are pure. God, today, help us to continually fix our eyes on Jesus. May we continue to pray for one another. May we be mindful of our own need. That when we notice the drifting that others are caught up in, that we would help them in a way that is not condemning, in a way that's not condescending, but in a way that understands that this need to repent is not an isolated incident. It's not a once and done kind of practice. But it's something that we all must continually be involved in. And because of that, we are equipped to help others. And so God, today, as we come to you in prayer, as we examine by the help of your Spirit the things of repentance that we need, may that repentant lifestyle, that repentant mindset, may it continually lift up Jesus as the hope, as the way, the truth, and the life, as the result. And Father, as we lift up Jesus, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday, a devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.